We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I told you we had a busy show lined up. We've got another segment here, and we're talking this segment about the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation's Bison, Beef, and Bourbon event coming up this weekend. I believe it's November 2nd, isn't that right?
It is. It's coming up on November 2nd. We're very excited. This is a fundraising event for the Flint Hills Discovery Center that our Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation is putting on. And it's going to be a really fun event this Saturday starting at 6:30.
All right. And this is Kendra Kuhlman, by the way. She's the development director for the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And she's speaking on behalf of the foundation. Is this something that's done yearly then?
This is the first time we've done this event, and we are trying to get a real taste of the Flint Hills. We are using all three floors of the Discovery Center for this. We will have, of course, bison, beef, and bourbon. Each floor will have different appetizers and food, and then we'll also feature Mark Nuch's Horse Soldier Bourbon. And Mark is our national honorary campaign chair for the foundation's Next Vistas campaign. So we'll have plenty of bourbon, and then we'll also have beer and wine, and there are a few tickets still available.
Now, we have a unique tie-in here to Manhattan Broadcasting. One of the master ceremonies is actually our general manager.
That's right. We have Corey Reeves coming in as our master of ceremonies. And actually, Alan Dinkle will be our auctioneer. He's from Junction City. So we've got several community members involved. We also have the Kansas Buffalo Association donating our bison, the National Bison Association, Black Kettle Buffalo, Thunder of the Plains. We have JP's, we have The Fridge, and we have Munson Angus Farms all helping us out with making this event possible. And we're so excited. It should be just a fun night to get together and celebrate the Flint Hills and really get a taste of, you know, just what we have going on all throughout the region. And our silent and live auctions will be reflecting that as well. So we will have items from across the Flint Hills region in our silent and in our live auctions. So we are excited for that.
Well, obviously the Flint Hills Discovery Center, one of the staples of Manhattan, is one of the first things you see, especially if you're coming in from the south on 177 there. Just tell us a little bit about how the foundation supports the Discovery Center.
Sure. We are so happy to have the support of the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation. Right now, their current campaign is to fund our Kidscape, which is our second floor mezzanine area of the Discovery Center. And really, the fundraising event is going to fund our educational programming, particularly the Kidscape. And we are trying to add and enhance that with some different activities and hands-on learning. And our campaign really goes to support our educational programming, our exhibits, our tours, our outreach, our classes. And we just completed our outdoor classroom project. So we're trying to fund equipment to use that this summer. It's a beautiful space that we can get outside and get the kids back in touch with the outdoors. So we're glad.
The outdoor classroom, is that the thing with the stairs and everything on the outside of the building?
Well, our outdoor classroom is actually, it was just created. It's if you go down the Prairie Terrace Trail, and at the bottom of it, you'll see it's kind of a U-shape. It's seating bench that's made out of stone, and it can seat about 20 students at it. And then we're trying to get equipment that we can use to bring activities outside. And that just finished up about a month ago. So we are excited to add that to our educational offerings for our spring and summer.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's a neat idea. And outdoor learning is always a lot of fun for kids whenever they come out there. You get a lot of kids that come out to the Discovery Center?
Oh, my gosh. We get lots of kids to our Discovery Center, and that is really what we're all about. We're trying to get families and kids to come out and enjoy our exhibits and our displays. We currently have our Zoo and You, which is all about the human microbiome. And we have Eat Well, Play Well, which is our hands-on exhibit for children and families to make it's healthy choices, and you know, there's all kinds of interactive activities for families. And then we also have our microbes in Manhattan still on display. So we have our iron lung, which is on loan all the way from Halsted. So we have that as well, and just all kinds of different activities that we do for families and kids. We have camps when school is out, and just really trying to tie into the community and the Flint Hills with our outreach to students and children.
Okay. Well, no, iron lung, I don't know if I've ever seen one in person. That's pretty significant.
Yes. You'll have to come see it. Have you been out to see it?
I haven't seen that particular, no. I've been to the Discovery Center a few times.
Yeah, so it's up on our second floor. It's pretty interesting. The Microbes in Manhattan exhibit has really attracted a lot of local attention. It's really just how flu and polio affected the Manhattan area, a lot of local history. Things that we've created and that we have on loan from the Riley County Historical Museum and also the Kansas Learning Center for Health. It's just a really great display that has come together and really ties in with our microbes in or with our human microbiome Zoo and You exhibit. So it's a lot of fun. We also have one more lecture coming up. It's Edible and Medicinal Plants of the Prairie, and that is tied to our local Microbes in Manhattan exhibit, and that will be on Tuesday, November 19th at 6:30.
Okay.
So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of things always going on at the Discovery Center.
Absolutely. Well, so. And as I understand, you're relatively new here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I started at the Discovery Center about 8 weeks ago, and I moved here from Lawrence, but I'm not a Jayhawk.
Okay.
So we were in Lawrence for about 12 years, and so I've been there for about 8 weeks at the Discovery Center. So pretty new, but jumping right in and really enjoying it. It's a great place.
Well, that's great. Yeah, well, and obviously they do a lot of activities year round. That's a staple area. It's so beautiful down there. They got the new, I don't remember what it's called on the outside of the building here, but you can go up anytime and see some of the views.
Our terrace. We actually have. You can follow the prairie the trail all the way through, and we have signs, and you can use that anytime. So you could go. Sort of like an open park. You could go anytime and experience that and go up on the balcony. It's a little cold today, but mm-hmm. on a nice day, you could go up and enjoy it and have lunch or, you know, just really enjoy the views from up there.
It's a great place for a family outing. Just to recommend to anyone out there.
Yeah.
So again, this it's Saturday, I guess, would be uh-huh. November 2nd. That's the Bison, Beef, and Bourbon. Where can people get tickets?
Yes, we still have a few tickets available, so you can go to our Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation Facebook page, and it's the very top of that. There's a link, or you can go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center page, our regular Facebook page under events. And you can also call the Discovery Center directly, and we will help you get tickets to the event, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good food. Like I said, a really good taste of the Flint Hills, I would say. So it should be really, really fun. And we hope to see everybody there.
And, of course, donning Western wear.
Well, not required.
Not required?
But you
okay.
can have some fun if you want to. You can put on your boots if you want. And you know, but definitely not required. So
well, it'll be after Halloween, so you can still yeah. dress up if you want to.
That's right.
Certainly not going to be discouraged.
That's right.
Well, what a great event here! And again, if people want to learn more about the Discovery Center here, you guys have a pretty good website as well.
Mm-hmm. And we are at flinthillsdiscovery.org. We can find all the information on our exhibits and our upcoming exhibits, our events, our camps, our children's programs, and really what we're trying to do next. So we're always moving forward.
Great. Well, again, Kendra Kuhlman, Development Director for the Flint Hills Discovery Center, in their Bison, Beef, and Bourbon event, 6:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. That's 315 South 3rd Street in Manhattan. You can learn more on their website, flinthillsdiscovery.org. Anything else?
I think that's it. We hope to see you all there.
Okay, sounds good. Well,
thanks.
Appreciate you coming on, telling us about this. And
thank you.
Good luck. Hope you have a good event.
Thanks.
That'll do it here for In Focus today, Dave. We've got another good program lined up for you tomorrow. We'll be talking with Dave Acheson from the Ogden Elementary. They'll be previewing the 6th grade choral festival. Manhattan Fire Department will be on, talking fire safety with us, and we'll also be getting some folks from Fort Riley. They got a hiring and education fair coming up.
All right, looking forward to that. Coming up next hour, Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon. Then K-State Women's Basketball is on the air beginning at 6. A lot of local ties into this one because the Cats are hosting Washburn. We'll keep you up to date on weather-related matters as the situation warrants because we anticipate snow over the next 36 to 48 hours.